Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure, especially when we get a chance to bring our good friend Jonathan Zook back on the show. Jonathan is a longtime member of our Brain Trust going back all the way to 1999. That's right, the previous millennia. And we're coming up on his 14th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. He's the president of the Association for Competitive Technologies, ActOnline.org is their website, and he's our good friend, Jonathan Zook. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, it's great to be here, Jim.
It's good to have you back. Hey, Jonathan, this conversation today is going to be about privacy, about security. It's going to be about business and also politics, but it's going to be about the Constitution. But the first thing I want to say is that I remember way back, either 99 or 2000, one of the early conversations that you and I had was about privacy, about how much we were going to let companies into our lives. And it was probably around the concept of cookies. We were probably talking about cookies in those days. That was probably the really bad guy in those days with the cookies. How much do we let people have, how much do we let companies plant cookies in our computer and to keep up with us and all that? And I posed the question that was a little bit of an intrusion. And you came back and said, okay, yeah, I can see how you feel that way, but it also provides you with convenience. And you said in those days, Jonathan, I still remember it, you said, we're all going to have to determine how much convenience we want, how much of our privacy we're willing to give up for the convenience. What do you think?
Well, I mean, I still think that it's a largely individual decision in many respects. I mean, your previous guest was talking about being tracked in your car. If you
right,
get your Google goggles,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you get your Google goggles, you'll be tracked there, but you'll have a lot of information at your fingertips as well.
Yeah.
So that's
on a personal level in the marketplace. That's a marketplace decision. So mm-hmm. So the thing is, though, in those days, that's really all you and I were concerned about was how much would companies know about us, how much would they know what we're doing, what we buy, what we're interested in, what we're looking at. And there was a fair amount of a debate in those days. Well, that looks like simple stuff now, doesn't it?
Well, it is. I think in large measure because you've now added information about biometric sensors, for example.
Yeah.
You know, there's applications that can be checking your blood pressure and heart rate and things like that to help you evaluate your health, your
right.
Fitbit, to keep you track of how much you're exercising.
Right.
And so, in theory, the more this information becomes accumulated and stored, etc., it can also determine what your insurance rates are going to be, for
right.
example. There's more and more information that might seem to be more impactful on your life than just the fact that you like fly fishing or something like that.
Right.
Well, then your location, obviously. You start to establish patterns. I mean, there was a study released not too long ago that even data that's been anonymized can be re-identified based on, your pattern of activity during the day. We apparently do mostly the same thing every day from a location
mm-hmm.
standpoint. So that pattern of activity is enough to re-identify us later because we just are creatures of habit, right? And so, the implications have become broader, et cetera, and then when you throw the government in the mix, obviously it's in a way scarier still.
Well, yeah, and in the early days, it was all about commercial access of a relationship with businesses, and over the years, we've all gotten a little more comfortable. It's sort of seeped into our lives, crept into our daily lives, and we're okay with Amazon logging on to Amazon and then remembering what we looked at last time or where we went and connecting something we searched for before and putting that in front of us as something we'd looked at in the past. You know, we've sort of gotten used to that and we're maybe a little more comfortable with that. But now that the government has gotten involved, as Jonathan said, this is taking it to a whole new level. And we're going to talk about that after these messages. 20 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.